Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men,
men, men, men, men, men, men, men,
men, men,
men, men, men, men, men, men,
men, men,
men,
men.
All right, where did you put my pants?
Well, Charlie, I was concerned with your drinking, so I put them in the washer where they belonged.
All right, all you scum weasels and anti-warlocks and trolls, I'm back.
Charlie won!
The real Charlie.
We thought you were run over by the bus.
Please, I've been run over by a parakeet and several dozen trains. You think that can stop me?
Just put the cleaver away, Charlie.
Please, just put it down.
Put it down, we don't want any trouble.
We just want to do a show here.
Oh my god, you killed the kid! Yeah, and I'm gonna kill the whole lot of you. Listen up, all of you weasels. I'm Charlie Sheen, and now I have your complete and full attention. And now that I have you listening to every single awesome word I'm saying, all I need to tell you is... From the basement of the Anson Building, it's the World Domination Hour. Yes. Good evening, all of you tighty-fighty citizens of the world. You're tuning in to the World Domination Hour, the world's first and only radio show that plays music for supervillains. I, as always, am your ever-malevolent host, the Baron.
And I am his less-than-malevolent sidekick, Works for Frigor.
Indeed! And welcome back, listener! We know you. You thought in, tuned into our show, thought it was nice and special.
Hi.
Hi. You having a good time? We're having a good time.
If you're having a good time.
Yes. Speaking of call us in, we are apparently having evil trouble with our awesome hotline.
But try it anyway. We'll see.
Yeah, we dare you.
No,
double dare you.
We actually don't know what the problem is.
We don't know what the problem is. We assume the Pentagon has finally caught on.
Yeah.
To our awesome plan as we occupy WECB. Yes, you heard it here, folks. We are taking a sit. Actually,
yeah.
We are taking a stand by taking a sit and facing the injustice that is Lydia Liebman.
We are the 2%.
Yes, we are the 2% out of the many wonderful programmings here on WECB.
Out of the whole milk of this station.
No! We are sick of our only two-hour time blocks. We are tired of only being able to play all the music that we want. And more importantly, we are sick of them getting all the money and us not getting paid.
Right.
As I slam and break all of their equipment.
Yeah, they're definitely going to want to pay us now.
Oh, yes, they will want to pay us in spades.
Through the nose.
Frigor, would you care for some homemade pizza?
Why is it that whenever you offer me food, I'm suspicious?
Well, Frigor, we're in this together, son. This is what we in the evil world like to call a strike, which normally as the establishment, we're not exactly in favor of, but it's pretty cool. Been sitting here, chilling on my ukulele, checking my BlackBerry for texts, posting about it on Facebook. It's been really awesome.
Yeah.
Well, pizza? Go on.
Fine.
It won't bite.
Okay.
on the outside.
What?
Oh, nothing. There was certainly no flesh, microbacterial, awesome-eating scum that I put inside that pizza to see if it would grow inside of your stomach and mutate into a giant, small, flesh-eating organism family. There's millions of them inside you now. I named one of them Earl. He's a feisty one. You gonna be okay there, champ?
Can't I just have one lunch break where you don't try to kill me?
Frigor, if you check in the documentation, there is a clause that say I have to experiment on you at every possible lunch break. I don't know what fine print you didn't read.
I can't read.
See, that's what we in the business world like to call a home run. And speaking of home run, you are tuning in to the World Domination Hour. Before we get started, we'd like to give a shout-out to a few exceptional, awesome fans who are awesome by being awesome. First, we forgot to give out a shout-out to our numberest of one fans, Shelby. Say it, Frigor.
Shelby.
You aren't forgotten. And next week, we will celebrate your awesomeness by reciting a poem, which I will have written for you, live on the air. There will at least be three whole stanzas.
And they won't start with roses are red and violets are blue.
There will be two whole stanzas written just for you. That's correct. And furthermore, we'd also like to thank a certain... Flip. Captain James Proctor. He started up his own podcast called Airship Wrecked. Good for him. We would have warned him. You think that after listening to us, he would have ventured away from the horrifying, lonely,
dangerous,
exotic,
and actually quite awesome.
Yeah, world of podcasting, but he just don't give a fig now, do we?
No, we don't.
No, because they stole all of our figs, those hippies over there in the other corner of the WECB studio.
Yeah.
Bring back hip-hop honeys! They're not coming back! They will never be coming back!
I've heard Jasmine's gone mainstream.
Oh, the sellout. And speaking of mainstream, let's start off this fine World Domination Hour. Call us in at 617-824-8852. Like us on Facebook and email us stuff at worlddominationhour@gmail.com.
And for those of you who still use AIM or instant messaging programs...
Yes, you can chat to us live during the show at Live on WECB. That's Live on WECB. Starting us off on this World Domination Hour, we have a new song from Voltaire's newest album. Figure we don't get many evil songs right now that are actually evil and about being played on the radio. Pretty cool, huh? Here's the dirtiest song that ain't on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
The dirtiest song that ain't. again. Heard him come through the kitchen door while I was banging his filthy. I knew I'd end up in a ditch, and he caught me riding his.
This is the Baron, and when I'm not enjoying walks by the beach or polishing my death ray, I enjoy listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. you're just listening.
That's fun.
Can you at least let me get through the song just once? I just need to let the people know what they heard, Freegor. I will not stand for this injustice. Clearer playlists. Clearer playlists.
I don't get a chance to stretch my lower range very often. Half the time on the show, I'm screaming.
Well, that's very true. Let's just face it, the audience loves that, right? Listening to a small, horribly deformed midget scream into a microphone for 2 hours every night on WECB.
The greatest radio station on Earth.
Indeed. And continue. You were just listening to Evil and a Heathen by Franz Ferdinand. And prior to that was the third coda from The Godfather, composed by Nino Rota. And starting us off was The Dirtiest Song That Ain't by Voltaire from his new album, Riding a Black Unicorn Down the Side of an Erupting Volcano While Drinking from a Chalice Filled with the Laughter of Small Children. There we go. I one breathed that. I'm very proud of myself.
How is that not the greatest album title ever?
I'm not sure. Because the idiots of the world refuse to acknowledge things. Like chairs. We need more chairs.
Give us all of your chairs.
If you have chairs that you would like to give us, call us in at 617-824-8852.
We're taking donations.
And Twitter followers at WECBWDH. Freegor, what annoys you the most about working on WECB?
Working with you.
Oh, yeah, right. So, let's say it's a...
Beyond that, though?
Let's say it's a lesser of the two evils situation right now. And by evil, I mean evil!
Lesser of two evils. Probably the fact that these chairs have spikes in them.
That's very true.
Very uncomfortable spikes.
I've been meaning to get rid of those for a while. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get my revenge on the rhythms, rappers, and rhymes people. And I think that backfired horribly. And by that, I mean I feel like my back is on fire. So if anyone knows,
hang on. I figured out yours, you have the little heat switch on, you know?
Oh, that's right.
On your
little fan warmer.
Yeah,
good
you have that.
Good to hear that my spikes jabbing into my spine have been adequately toasted before doing so.
Right.
Toasty Spikes, by the way, is a fantastic band name, and if you steal it from me, I will murder you. That's right. I'm threatening you on the radio, and you could probably do something about that. So I am going to stop. But I am not going to stop raging against the machine!
Please don't segue that into Rage Against the Machine.
Freegor, you're acting like this show has a modicum of clever to it.
Yeah, we
any
don't.
Given point. We are
don't.
Not that smart.
No.
No, but should we play Rage Against the Machine song soon? Not now.
I mean...
Like, not now, but eventually.
Well, there is no now. I mean, as soon as you say now, now is gone.
Yes, it is only then. And then it passes on into forever.
Right.
Before it becomes a twinkle in the night sky. And that becomes but a memory in the corner of your heart. This has been a barren moment. That was really awesome there, Freegor.
That was awesome.
So on key in planning for that.
So deep.
Dang these WECB crackerjacks and their rules and their tarnations.
And their Ben Dangers.
And their Ben Dangers and their Robin Graves, to a lesser extent. And their news team, which failed to compliment on the awesome muffin basket that I left on the studio there.
How could they not notice
their day. And Reads and Deeds 2. What did you do with Reads and Deeds 1? Yes. If you can think of an adequate Twitter hashtag which we can use to explain how occupying we are of WECB, please send it to us or call us in at 617-824-8852. And we're going to be taking questions for our Ask the Baron segment in a moment. And you can ask us a question anonymously online at formspring.me/Dear Baron. That's formspring.me/Dear Baron. And I think it's time we play a little bit more music, Freegor, huh?
Probably.
Well, coming up next on the World Domination Hour, we have a first in our new monthly segment, since we figure, you know, There are many, many pirate songs out there.
Oh, quite a few.
Pirates are pretty evil.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to start off a new segment, which we are calling the Pirate Song of the Month. And here to introduce us is Captain Beardbeard.
Yar, this be Captain Beardbeard, and this be the Pirate Song of the Month on the World Domination Hour on WECB. Yar.
Pirate Song of the Month. Pirate Song of the Month. WECB.
Thank you.
You were just listening. Hold on, there we go. You were just listening to the Kraken's theme by Hans Zimmer from Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest. We were putting up our dukes there. You couldn't exactly appreciate that. From whatever comfortable couch and or bed you are lying on, and or cocoa you should be sipping, because cocoa is delicious.
And it's getting to be that time of year.
Yes, indeed.
Or warm apple cider.
Oh, that sounds really good.
That's
right now.
That's so good.
In fact, Frigor, would you care for some warm apple cider?
Why not? That was actually okay.
I know, that was warm apple cider. Pretty delicious, isn't it?
It was.
Unfortunately, that warm apple cider will cause the flesh-eating bacteria, which was previously inside you, to multiply at an even faster rate.
There we go.
Very, very soon, you will be more outside than in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope you appreciate being the essential equivalent of a giant anthropomorphic outline. You are not going to last very long, my horribly deformed friend.
No, I won't.
No, you won't. And speaking of not lasting long, you're tuning in to the World Domination Hour on WECB. Ooh, and I think it's time we made some demands.
Yes.
Wait,
I have the list of demands outside.
Oh, you have the list of demands? Go, fetch our list of demands. In the meantime, I will advise you to call in at 617-824-8852. That's 617-824-8852. Frigor, fetch it. The
it's
list.
Here. It's in here somewhere.
Demands.
Drum roll and a half, please. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your pleasure and listening tonight, with our list of demands, here's works for Frigor.
Thank you. And my chair is on my power cable.
Wow. I should put my faith in you more often to do your own segments. This is turning out great.
It was 2 seconds. All right, hang on. Okay, here's the list of demands. Number one, total domination of the world by 2011. Number two, domination of the astral spheres quite soon as well. Number three, the finding of lovely ladies for Frigor within the foreseeable future.
Hubba hubba.
Indeed. Number four, getting a nuclear arm with which to deter. Number five, the bodily removal of Sarah Palin and Bill Maher and their replacement with fine trees. Number six, stopping the government from crawling up our pipes and listening to all we say. Number seven, the training of bees for use against foreign powers and so on. Number eight, the elimination of spindly insects and the encouragement of lovely little newts who dance about and are happy. And number nine, the Baron for God.
Yes, that's correct. Ow. Sorry, even gods can cough, I suppose.
They probably can.
Yes, and speaking of God cough, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on the iTunes, by the way, if you haven't already.
Also, God cough?
God cough. Awesome band name!
Another good band name,
Toast Spike and God cough performing at Club Flugzilla this March's day at 3 p.m. That's 3 p.m. For all of you metalheads out there. And speaking of metalheads, down with the establishment!
Down with it, I say!
Up with tents!
Yeah.
Down with swings!
And up with seesaws.
And up with swings!
And then down with the other end of the seesaw.
And down with swings!
And up with those little riding horsies that swing back and forth.
Yes, those horrifying things. Did I ever tell you about the bad experience I ever had on one of those horsey things?
No.
Well, kiddies, we're going to sit back and hear a terrible tale of the Barons. It was a cold December night, and I was alone on my way to enjoy a visit to the playground when I noticed one of those horsey things, and then it ate my entire family. You were just listening to one of the Baron's terrifying tales. A new segment which will probably never happen again.
Yeah.
Yes. And speaking of segment that will never happen again, I've got a real treat of a beat for this next song.
Ooh.
Indeed. Here's a
Are we doing Ask the Baron, though? Or is that later?
That's later, Frigor. Okay. That's when I can get the internet working again.
Did you break it again?
I may have broken it in an attempt to rage against the machine, and I saw a bunch of wires, and I assumed it was part of the machine. So I proceeded to rage against it with two fists and a buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you ever think that those things were the internet?
You know what? It occurred to me, but I was kind of in the heat of the buzzsawing that it ceased to matter and just started being sparks and shiny colors.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you can restore our internet and rage against WECB, send us your complaints on our Facebook page and call us in at 617-824-8852. Here's a fun fact about this next song. This little rarity comes to us from a movie called The Forbidden Zone, which is actually the very first movie that Danny Elfman ever did a score for. This movie was directed by Danny Elfman's brother, Richard Elfman, and was created as a way to archive the madcap antics of the performance troupe, the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo, which were very popular cast members on The Gong Show, which has never really ever been topped as a quality programming ever since it was aired. After Richard Elfman left, Danny took over and reformatted the troupe into Oingo Boingo, the awesomely twisted new wave band responsible for hits like Weird Science and Little Girls. So here, as a very special treat on the World Domination Hour, is Danny Elfman with its own version of Cab Calloway's Minnie the Moocher. Here's Squeeze It the Moocher from The Forbidden Zone on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
I demand an answer.
Ow! Ow!
Well, if it ain't the little princess!
Oh, come on there, boy.
Gee, that girl was beautiful.
You said it, brother. My boss is just dying to stick his fork in that dear tomato.
Is your boss the leader of the sixth dimension?
No, that'd be the little midget king.
Ow!
Devil, it's not for me, I'm pleading. If you help Renee and Frenchie...
give you what you're needing.
If you want to bargain, then produce something real. Deliver me the princess boy, and you got a deal.
Okay.
Oh, skip up, doop, dap, day to do.
Skip
up, doop, dap, day to do. Skip
WECB, home of the sixth Beatle.
About a maid, I'll sing a song, sing rickety tickety tin. About a maid, I'll sing a song, who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety tickety tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin. Her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety tickety tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, oh Lynn, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety tickety tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin. Occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, rickety tickety tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in, boys in. Invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, rickety tickety tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety tickety tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
were just listening to the Irish ballad by the singing Harvard professor, Tom Lehrer. And before that, you were listening to Squeeze It the Moocher by Danny Elfman. That was certainly unexpected, wasn't it?
It wasn't.
All right.
Wait.
Wait, hold on.
How would I say that properly?
I don't know. What did you say exactly?
You said that was unexpected, wasn't it? And I said it wasn't. So would that mean it wasn't unexpected? Or you that means what? I wasn't expected?
Hmm. You know what else wasn't unexpected?
What?
This kick in your face!
What?
Ow!
Oh, ow. That sounded like it hurt a little.
Uh-huh.
Which, ironically, was actually totally expected of me. So I'm really confused right now.
I have teeth?
Oh, wow. See, you learn new things every day.
Wait, I think I had... Just... Ah! Oh.
Yeah, it looks like you have a little broccoli stuck in there.
Oh, yeah, I need to floss more. Mm. Mm.
Yes. And speaking of floss more, we're going to take some questions on the Form Spring with a little segment we like to call Ask the Baron.
It's time. Ask the Baron.
Ask the Baron. I don't know. What?
He answers the questions on the internet.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Baron, what do you think is the most evil show on television right now? Isn't it obviously Deal or No Deal? Because either way, you're forced to meet their demands.
It's sadistic.
You make the choices, all the while Howie Mandel giggles evilly in his Canadian germ-free corner. I mean, Howie Mandel is basically two bad days away from becoming a supervillain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just face it, all of the signs are there.
Lose the beard.
Gain the beard. He could grow like this whole Fu Manchu
An actual beard instead of just the soul patch.
Yes.
And then he'd pretty much be Lex Luthor.
Howard Mandel sounds really evil.
It really does.
All right. Dear Baron, how would you react to Form Spring bullying? I'd ask Frigor too, but nobody cares about him. That was awesome.
That's how I deal with Form Spring bullying.
I would like to start a little memorial to the unknown Form Springer, who I will assume is everyone who makes fun of Frigor on the internet. Shine on, you crazy diamond. And you can always ask us more at formspring.me/dearbaron. But for now, that was...
Ask the Baron.
Ask the Baron. He answered your questions on the internet.
Yeah, indeed. And oh my god, Frigor, who is that thing approaching in the distance? Hello, thing approaching in the distance. You're calling...
I'm a thing. Yes, that's me.
Yes.
Thing.
Oh. How are you doing, Mr. Thing?
I'm good. I'm currently here because we were going to have one of those Occupy Wall Street things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Were we going to do? I mean, isn't that what we're doing right now?
Yeah.
No. We're occupying WECB, not Wall Street.
Yeah. Yeah. They suck.
Yeah, they do.
They really put on
lame shows like the World Domination Hour.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah,
the Stooges.
Yeah. We don't want to bail them out. I mean,
yeah.
God.
We don't need to give them any bailout money.
No.
I don't think
I pay so many tax dollars, and it goes to them. I don't get it. It's just baloney.
It's just baloney, sir. It's baloney with a bit of Munster cheese.
Yeah, that's a bunch of baloney.
That's a giant stack of baloney.
No, baloney is really an amazing meat.
I know. I'm getting hungry right now. Frigor, do you have any baloney?
Not only because it's a meat, but because it's also an insult.
Yeah, that's true. It's like eating hate.
Yeah, exactly.
I can appreciate that on exactly two levels.
It's also the dirtiest meat I can think of.
Really? Like, you've never had garbage route?
I don't think that exists.
No, it does exist.
Trust me, it exists.
It's called garbage route. I give it to Frigor at least once a week to give him a nice healthy coat, but you essentially just kind of take whatever you can find in the garbage and then put it in a meat grinder with something that doesn't want to die.
You know the song Master of the House?
Yeah.
It's liver of a horse, kidney of a cat, filling up the sausages with this and that, and then mix it in and pretend it's beef. That's pretty much what he does.
That's pretty much, and I call it garbage route,
mm-hmm.
which is now the honorary meal of the World Domination Hour. So all of you at home who want to enhance your experience of listening to the World Domination Hour, start eating garbage. Now. We dare you.
I mean, it really couldn't make it any worse.
It couldn't make any worse.
You guys are evil, right?
Yeah, we are very evil.
Quite.
I got a question, because there's something going on with cancer right now in people.
Yeah, it's people, in them.
Everybody's dying of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You got Steve Jobs. You got...
Who?
Steve Jobs.
Look, man.
What?
And you've got Steve Jobs, you got that...
I don't know who that is.
Rambo, the guy from Rambo from First Blood Part 2.
Yeah, who is Steve Jobs?
And you got Joseph...
Hold on. I want to stop you
from... Gordon Levitt died of cancer.
Hold on, I want to stop you
twice.
For a second, caller. Who's Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs? You know, the guy who runs... who was the former CEO of Apple.
There's a man who runs Apple's?
I always thought that they just
grew on trees.
I know.
There's a diabolical mastermind behind all of this.
Can I ask you guys a question? Where do you guys live?
That's a good question. I don't think we know.
It was never determined.
I'm really, really aware. Well,
we know we're in the basement of the Anson
Building. Thank you for helping us rage against the WECB machine. Any last words?
Are you going to kill me or something?
Yes, we are. We are actually. Do you want to die?
Well, you know, I mean, I'd rather not die of cancer.
Fantastic.
Then we won't kill you.
We'll just make you into garbage route. Free go or fire up the meat grinder.
All right.
We would like to apologize for any of our callers' comments and let you know that those do not represent the opinion of the World Domination Hour whatsoever.
Or WECB.
Or WECB. Well, probably them. They would wish that upon them, those heartless...
Bus punks.
Bus punking credit tuition machines. How dare they, I say?
How?
How? We don't know. We're really confused, actually. And speaking of really confused, we have a little shout-out to go along with a side of mashed potatoes for this next song. We would like to give a little shout-out to the Smith College Leading Lady Society, who are going to be performing this musical on November 11th, 13th. Hold on. I totally planned this.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens when you... No, when, yeah.
Yes,
you
November 17th, 18th, and 19th at... Smith College. Here's a little track called Little Mary Sunshine from Reefer Madness, the musical, on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
My dad was in this musical in college.
Little Mary Sunshine, with her hem cut so low. Little Mary Sunshine with her ducks in a row.
It burns my lungs.
Little Mary Sunshine needs a change in her life.
My head feels funny, Ralph.
Little Mary Sunshine needs a man.
Oh.
Now come on, Mary Sunshine. Time that you learn to be bad. You make a charming armful. So snuggle up, my buttercup, 'cause you've been had.
Ralph, I think you tricked me.
Now, smoke it, Mary Sunshine. Dissolve in the sweet burning glow. Come lose yourself in pleasure when the Papalachian dance. And dull. Don't be tricked, he's strictly quadrilateral.
Jimmy's a boy, I'm ready for men.
Let's go up and down and up and down and
down again.
Mary Sunshine, you are ultra, ultra.
I feel a little naughty. Baby, I'll help you relax.
Yeah.
I'll tie you up with bone cord. We'll play with whips and nipple clips.
Hold on, Mary Sunshine.
let's not get carried away.
Just call me marijuana, and Mary's got some scary little games to play. I'll lather you up, give you a shave, a paddling while straddling my little slave.
Hey now.
Down on your knees, pointless to fight. Save your strength, it's gonna be a lengthy night.
Tomatoes are
raping me! Goodbye, Mary Sunshine! Reaper has blown out her mind! She's now a hot-headed hussy! Don't you run, I'm not done! Can't you tell we just begun? What you rush, you're not having fun!
Here at WECB, we want you to be all that you can WECB.
Way!
I like burning houses down and factories as well. I like burning anything. This the truth I tell. Libraries and museums, both of them have fell. I like burning things is swell. I would like to start it as a fashion trend amongst the young people, and the world might end. Wouldn't it be fun to ring the funeral bell on our civilization? Watch it burn in hell. Start a fire, start a fire, start a fire today. Burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it all away. I like to go to the countryside, where I burn a forest down. I watch it burn with pride. Isn't nature wonderful? It makes things so dry. Burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn the countryside. Start a fire, start a fire, start a fire today. Burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it. Makes me feel sad to see young people dance. They could burn the discotheque down, they've got every chance. Then they'd get themselves into the news. Burning things can make you famous too. Start a fire, start a fire, start a fire today. Burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it all away.
We're just listening to Start a Fire by the Tiger Lilies from their album Bad Blood Plus Blasphemy. And starting us off was Little Mary Sunshine from Reefer Madness the Musical, being sung by Kristen Bell and John Kassir. And you know what, Frigor?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that last little thing, I think I found an air horn.
Sweet.
You ready to try it?
Yep.
Awesome!
Yeah!
They are just like those other rap shows what have the air horn.
Mm-hmm.
Call us in. We want to air horn you at 617.
Don't think we won't.
824-8-8-5-2. That's 617-824-8-8-5-2. You're messing me up, man.
Well, I didn't
How
know.
How are they going to know?
I didn't know what
How
rhythm you were doing.
How? It's so confusing. There's like...
Every child must be made aware.
What are you saying?
Every child must be made to care.
I have no idea what on earth you are talking about.
Feeling love.
I'm muting you. There we go.
Come on.
Well,
just because you're on that side of the board.
Yes! I gain all power! I am God! Frigor, scream for mercy! Exactly! I have the ultimate power of silence on the studio. I am the vertical and the horizontal. Indeed. And we are sick of being the vertical and the horizontal.
We want to be the diagonal.
Yes, with the possibility of time and other assorted dimensions. Indeed. For we are now
in... Can you say Y-axis?
I don't know.
Z-axis.
But rather. I can ask Y-axis. Y-axis, why? Because we are now at hour one.
And if you want to ask Axis,
Axis
a question,
you can do so at formspring.me/dearbaron or calling us in at 617-824-8852. Frigor! You mm-hmm. know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should throw a sack of poop at something.
We need to get a sack of poop.
That's very true. The poop is easy. The sack, I imagine, is very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
they don't supply us with sacks.
No, but hold on. What's this? It's a secret panel underneath the WECB studio. Quickly, we must enter inside. Hello? 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 Frigor, did you know that there was a secret underground treasure tomb beneath the WECB studios the entire time?
I had heard the legends.
Who knew that this occupying WECB crap would actually pay off?
Yeah.
Quick, Frigor, I think it's time we go into the treasure room.
Da, da, da.
Frigor, there are all of these mystical discs that contain tape of magnets, and all of these assorted copper necklaces that are looped in plastic for their delicate protection.
This is interesting.
This is dark. This is...
Baron?
Yes?
Are we in space?
No, we're not.
Are we in space?
We're not in space.
Can we go to space? I want to go to space.
You want to go to space?
Can we go to space?
You know what?
I just noticed that my voice is similar to that.
I'm sick of being in the WECB studios and occupying it. But I'm also
No,
sick.
We can go back to the treasures.
Yes, we'll go back to the treasure room because I don't think this is a treasure room, Frigor. I think we are trapped in the ancient 1980 studios of WECB.
Whoa.
And there's something written on the walls.
Ooh. Kilroy was here.
Oh, no. But here, Frigor, what's that? To whoever reads this tale I tell thee, three riddles must you solve like
Shelby. Oh, Shelby. Okay.
There we go. That was our very planned shout-out right there. The first
Let's
one
try it again.
Is a riddle of steam. The second riddle is very mean. And the third riddle is an incredibly tricky math problem. I hate math problems.
I hate math.
Yes.
We go to an art school. How are we going to do math?
How do we do this? Frigo, let's give it up. I'm not solving the riddle of WECB. Let's just find our way out of here. Okay. And
the doors.
Yep.
Closed.
I think we're going to have to. It's ironic. Our wish to occupy WECB has seemed to turn on us. And we will be occupying it forever until the end of time. Oh, how foolish our ways were.
How foolish indeed.
And speaking of foolish ways, I think it's time we play a little bit of Shirley Bassey, don't you say?
I do say.
Indeed. This is actually a remix copy the Baron purchased online. Here's a bit of Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah.
On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Yeah.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
Now that the Baron's away, the Frigor shall play. You are listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That's what you sound like, Frigor.
I actually know that's what I sound like.
And speaking of know what you sound like, here's what you should know what that thing you sounded like was. You were just listening to Prelude to Domination by Dr. Steel from Dr. Steel 2 Eclectic Boogaloo. And prior to that was Diamonds Are Forever by Shirley Bassey. Yes.
Yeah.
A little remix going on in there. The Baron felt most fresh.
Say what?
What? Mm-hmm. You're tuning into the World Domination Hour on WECB, the underground. Again, we are literally now underground.
Uh-huh.
And we are fearing for our lives being attacked by hipster mole people. Speaking of hipster mole people, Frigor! Have you ever wanted to support the World Domination Hour and are too brainless to figure out how?
Why, yes, I am.
Fantastic. Well, I've got some good new ways on how you can promote this incredibly, you know, subtle and tactful show that wants you to promote it.
Tell me more.
I will tell you more. There are thousands of ways that you can support the show.
But we'll only tell you a few.
Indeed. One, like us on Facebook. 2. Visit our website, worlddominationhour.com, for podcasts and funny bits and fan art. Every piece of fan art you draw is another knife I hide underneath Frigor's bed. One of these days, he's gonna tumble on over and fall on him. That he will do. And of course, we are announcing the formation of our World Domination Hour Street Team to be launched at the next episode of the World Domination Hour.
Wow. Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Wow.
I really enjoy listening to the World Domination Hour.
That was exciting.
I know. Yes, you too can be walking on
Walkins air. Down here!
Walkins down here! I think that was just a walk-in mirage for Igor.
Oh, okay.
I'm worried that the WECB madness is beginning to set in.
Yeah.
Yo-hoy. Indeed. But yes, we will be starting up our own street team soon, so be prepared and pay attention to that. And of course, comment and give us your love on the iTunes where we podcast there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Or you could just keep listening in. We honestly can't tell.
And there's one more thing they can do.
What is that, Frigor?
Tell their friends.
Tell your friends. You have friends. You know, those people who give you funny looks. Those people who you just know have gorgeous eyes that are saying, I will give you that burrito after you've tried to snatch it away from them 50 times and they've swatted you away repeatedly. Those friendly security guards standing outside of that girlfriend of yours dorm room, even though she hasn't spoken to you in, what, fortnights at least? You
oh,
know
at least.
That they're giving you the eye. Yes, tell your friends! Or don't.
All three of them.
All three of them. Yes! And speaking of all three friends, Frigor, mm-hmm. I think the only way out of this is if we solve the mystic three riddles of WECB.
We must.
Yes. All right. How do we do that exactly?
Well, first off, we need to remember what they were.
Riddle of steam, a riddle of mean, and a very hard math problem. Yes. Well, the pipes!
The pipes.
Frigor, they must be in
oh,
the
Baron
pipes.
Oh, Baron boy, the pipes are calling.
You know what, Frigor? That just gave me the motivation I needed to grab this pipe. And beat the crap out of you
but
with
but that
it.
Was relevant!
Ah!
Ow!
Oh, hey, look, there's a key inside.
Ow!
Oh. Let me get this key out of the pipe.
Hang on, that was my nose. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you
Ow.
Go. Oh, I think... Oh. I think that... pipe now has more of your teeth on it than you do.
Yeah, can I have that back?
Here, let's just put it in your mouth. There you go. Oh, man. This is going to make garbage route much easier to insert into your gullet hole. Here, let me check on how the flesh-eating bacteria are doing. Still eating. Very good. All right, Frigor, It is now up to us to solve the riddle of mean. I wonder what this key could hold. What exciting adventures await! What possible plot developments could happen right after this next little block of songs? So, here starting us off on this set, we're going to have a little double dose of Bad from Beantown. Here are two Boston area bands back to back on the World Domination Hour. First off, here's Mrs. O by the Dresden Dolls on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
And the results of the Baron and Frigor's quest after the break.
Mrs. O, will you tell us where the naughty children go? Will you show how the sky turned white and everybody froze? Heaven knows how they got into the fireplace, but a happy face. And Mrs. O, will you teach us how to keep from getting cold? Out we go, and you watch us as we face the falling snow. What a show, with our hair dry.
Never, never.
Greetings, citizens of the world. Your ears are being violated by WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Yeah.
just listening to Sweetest Dreams from the mightiest of tiny bands, hailing from Alston, Mighty Tiny, from
Sweet
their album.
Dreams are made of this.
So you'd have a mind to shut up.
I know, I had to.
And that was from their album, Eat People. Did you like that song? Well, you can get that and their entire album, Eat People, for free online at their music, MightyTinyMusic.com. That's MightyTinyMusic.com. And before that were the ever-classic Dresden Dolls with Mrs. O from their album, Yes, Virginia. And we are still trapped in the ancient 1980s 8-track and disco-filled rooms of WECB.
It's so scary, man.
It's so scary. It smells like vinyl. But Frigor, we're still on the second riddle, right?
Yeah.
The riddle of mean. Well, we've been plenty mean already, haven't we?
We've tried, at least.
We've tried everything, and we just can't figure out the riddle of mean. What does it mean? Donk. Oh, hey, there we go.
What?
We figured out what the riddle of mean meant.
What?
He just solved it.
But what happened?
I think a lock just magically appeared in front of us with the magic of radio theater.
Oh.
Wow. It's so shiny and glistening, and it looks like two naked chicks getting it on. Wow, this is a really awesome keyhole.
Totally.
Keyhole! Frigor, quick, the key.
Okay, hang
See,
on.
See, this is why we're upset. WECB can afford all of these nice things,
okay,
and we can't get a slice of the pie. There it is, Frigor. The stairs to the exit. Bright lights. Big city. Medium-ish city.
Yeah.
It's small. It's Boston we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But no! The final obstacle stands before us. And it's an 80-foot tall dragon! What? Whoa, 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 wait a second.
Wait, hang on, hang on.
Fire!
Here. What the? Ah! Ah!
What happened to the math problem?
And why is there a dragon? No!
Oh, God! Okay.
Wait! Maybe we can defeat the dragon with math!
That's stupid! Run, you bastard!
This isn't PBS! What are we trying to do?
Frigo, run up here! Oh, the burning! Slam! I think they named the dragon really hard math problem.
Those guys are jerks.
Dang it, Lydia.
Come on.
We're burnt. Isn't that enough for you? Well, we really only have one demand, and we will cease our occupation of WECB.
Some aloe.
And burn ointment. You're listening to the World Domination Hour on WECB. And I think we have one last song that we can play. Oh, my skin.
My exoskeleton.
My shoes.
I think that's what that is.
My wonderful shoes. Well, I think I know it'll cheer us up as our skin slowly crusts away from our horribly melted bodies.
Well, I have a healing factor, so.
Oh, yeah, you kick in. I'm going to, you know, lie very still and listen to this other cut from Voltaire. Here's Straight Razor Cabaret on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
In a cafe on the Champs-Élysées, I saw a girl the other day. I was beguiled till I saw her smile. It was a gash across her face. Not long ago she found that she was alone, so she wandered into a vaudeville show. She should have known it'd be bad. She saw the name that it had, the Straight Razor.
Fraser Cabaret. The first act was a stripper, and the host looked like Jack the Ripper. But the audience was dreary, so he slashed them smiles from ear to ear. He used a straight razor, cause he's a face raper. And there's nothing hits more than a stick in the mud. If he tells a joke, you better laugh until you choke at the straight razor. I went down to Camden Town. I saw a man reading a Bible. I won't in haste describe his face, for I might be sued for libel. Not long ago, he found that he was alone, so he wandered into the vaudeville show. He should have known he'd be maimed when he discovered the name was Great Razor Cabaret. While his trumpet stroked a donkey, the host juggled five dead monkeys. But the audience were snobs, so he took a knife right to their cops. He's a straight razor, cause he's a face raper. And there's nothing he hits more than a stick in the mud. If he does a trick, you better laugh until you're sick at the straight razor cavalry. They call him Straight Razor, cause he's a face raper. And there's nothing hits more than a stick in the mud. If he pulls a gap, you better bloody up and laugh at the Straight Razor Cabaret. At the Straight Razor Cabaret. At the Straight Razor
what we sound like with music in the background.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
It is.
Gives the show much more of an epic feel here on the World Domination Hour at WECB.
Yeah.
Frigor, I'm feeling a bit too... Lose the music?
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool.
I'm not sure. I'm not liking it, man. Like, it's...
I mean, we're not really doing anything right now.
No, I'm actually just kind of applying ointment on...
Oh, yeah,
this
isn't really appropriate for that.
Oin.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm just slathering it on here right now.
And this is
very
not...
Very slowly.
This is not ointment music.
No.
What would
what
be...
What qualify ointment music?
I don't know, something like the
burn,
theme...
Burn, baby, burn.
Or the
Disco Inferno.
The theme
Staying
from...
Staying Alive.
Yeah, the theme from a... Some sort of a soap opera or something, because those are all about selling stuff.
Soap. I could use some soap.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the last time that I used soap was back in the winter of 89. It was a cold day in a log cabin in Arkansas when I saw some soap and used it. No, 1789, back when, you know, the whole gothic thing was so totally quote-unquote... On the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, freaking America. It's not all that, you know. America with its stars and stripes and peanut bagels and subwoofers and polka dots and graham crackers
and all that
slacks.
Apple pie.
And sleepless nights filled with whimsy and dread and Cabbage Patch Kids and macaroni and cheese that you make by yourself in the microwave and nails and various assorted chocolates and crayons and puppy dogs and newts and Build-A-Bears and Chinese food and General Gao's chicken and movie posters and movie posters containing other movie posters and stools and window cleaners and pasta makers and various assorted knickknacks and dice and free love and pasta makers again. There are really a lot of pasta makers involved in this. Oh, and rubber balls and soccer balls. And of course, how else can I forget freedom? The most important thing of all.
That was the most accurate description of the American economy
exactly.
I've ever heard.
I know. And speaking of accurate, we certainly learned a lot today, didn't we, Frigor?
Yes.
Not to be in WECB any longer than we have to.
Right. Otherwise, you'll fall victim to a giant evil
dragon.
Yeah.
We need to talk about this.
Yeah, we definitely need to have a sit down with Lydia.
Yeah, this is not cool. I mean, Lonnie, I could see doing something like this. This feels
like
a Lonnie decision.
Yeah.
Speaking of shout-outs, a quick shout-out to anybody listening on the third floor of the Little Building.
You know who you are.
We will find you. And, of course, you have been listening to the World Domination Hour. You will be able to find this podcast up hopefully soon at worlddominationhour.com.
It usually takes
That's
about a week.
Domination with a D, .com. And Frigor, it certainly has been a night, and I think it's time we had ourselves a little sign-off?
Probably, yeah.
I think it's about time for that.
Mm-hmm. This is Works for Frigor.
And this has been your ever-malevolent host, the Baron. Good night, brain slaves, and sleep with one eye open. Ha 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 ha